Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital AM FM satellite and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin. And coming up on the show, we'll talk about the death of independent music magazines and why withdrawing from your 401k is a bad, bad idea. First, let's get some news headlines from Rachel.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Showdown in Ohio last night. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama clashed over health care, NAFTA, Iraq, and campaign tactics at their debate in Cleveland. It was their final face-to-face encounter before the crucial March 4th primaries. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson with more.
A week before two big state primaries that Clinton's campaign admits she has to win, she took every opportunity to stop her opponent's momentum, even complaining about the fawning treatment of Obama by the media.
Can I just point out that in the last several debates, I seem to get the first question all the time. And I don't mind. I'll be happy to field them, but I do find it curious. And if anybody saw Saturday Night Live, maybe we should ask Barack if he's comfortable and needs another pillow.
Obama and Clinton argued over who had been more critical of NAFTA, the trade agreement that is so unpopular in Ohio, particularly with the blue-collar voters Clinton is counting on to revive her campaign. The debate was civil but sharp, with both candidates trading charges about the other's campaign tactics.
NPR's Mara Liasson reporting there. IBM has authorized a $15 billion share buyback program. The company's board announced the plan yesterday after reporting strong fourth quarter results. Market watchers say the move shows confidence despite a difficult financial environment. The company, the computer services company, expects the buyback to increase profit by 16% this year. News of the plan gave the Dow Jones a lift yesterday and advanced 115 points. Hold on to those euros left over from your Italian vacation, French vacation perhaps. The European currency has climbed to a record high of $1.50 in early trading. Analysts say the euro surged as markets wait for clues about whether Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will announce more rate cuts in the United States today. And if you were craving a double-tall sugar-free whole milk vanilla latte last night, you might have found it harder than usual to come by. Starbucks closed 7,100 stores from 5:30 to 9 o'clock last night for a special employee training session. The course, Espresso Excellence, gave baristas time to practice the art of making the perfect cup of espresso. Meanwhile, other coffee companies cashed in on the temporary Starbucks shutdown. Dunkin' Donuts ran a special 99-cent small lattes. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.